Welcome back to another edition of Biz Talk this morning. We're glad to have you aboard. My name is Tony Bush in the studio with Randy Melzer this morning. Good morning, Randy.
Good morning, Tony, and hopefully we're going to have another beautiful spring day, something like we had last week.
Yeah, the winter's gone, I think. I've said that four or five times this
right,
year already. But
right. Springtime in Wisconsin is always something to look forward to.
That's right. Yeah. Well, we have a really great show for you this morning. We hope you stay tuned. We have Cherie and Paul Lindberg with us this morning as our guests. Cherie started a company called Get Connected Counseling LLC in about 2010, and she has a very interesting story about how she started her business and her passion, her vision for helping people. It's going to be a very good show this morning, so stay tuned. But first, we want to tell you about the SCORE chapter. SCORE is a national organization that contains about 400 chapters around the country. We have a chapter here in the Fox Cities. It's called the Fox City SCORE chapter. We service the offices in Appleton, Oshkosh, and Fond du Lac, about an 8-county area. We offer free mentoring services, counseling services to those who would like to start a business or those who are in business to help them succeed. You can contact SCORE by going to our website at foxcities.score.org. And we have 40 mentors in those three offices, right, and they service different areas. We have marketing folks. Randy has a lot of background in marketing. We have banking, accounting, cash flow, legal, HR, strategic planning. If you own a business or you're thinking of starting a business and you'd like to pull the pieces together to make a good business plan, perhaps to go to the bank, but most importantly for yourself, contact SCORE and we can help you with that.
Right. We have people who do intellectual property work. We have people who work with nonprofit concepts and how to get involved with that. So whatever you need to get you from here to there to get your business started, that's what we can help you with.
And we go even further because we're a national organization. We have online counseling now. If you have a need that we don't offer in our chapter, we can put you in touch with an expert in California or Nevada or New York or Pennsylvania. There are SCORE mentors who do online counseling, and you can get lined up with those folks as well. And it's all free. There's no charge for it, and it's good counseling.
Absolutely. Most of the time, the type of counseling you're getting, if you were going to a professional consultant, you would be paying anywhere from $150 to $200 an hour.
Mm-hmm. Right.
So it's an excellent program.
Now, in addition to doing the counseling and the mentoring, the SCORE chapter gets involved in putting on seminars and little presentations to help business owners really not only understand the principles of running a business, but how to apply them. It really doesn't do much good to understand something if we don't apply it. We have the Simple Steps program. Randy, give us an update. We just had our first session last Thursday.
Right. We're very, very proud of the program, the Simple Steps program. It is a 5-course program. The first portion we had last Thursday, it was about 3.5 hours going over the basics, what it takes to become an entrepreneur, and kind of to decide whether or not you really want to go on or you need to go back to the drawing boards or just where you are. We had about 20 people attending that particular program. It was an excellent opportunity to learn more about going into business. We also had our one of our sponsors, Kevin Eisman, was the guest speaker at that, talking about types of business structures and so on. So it was a very, very good program. Coming up, though, we will be having in June, beginning on June the 5th, which is a Wednesday evening, and going each Wednesday night thereafter for 4 weeks, we will have the balance of the program. That consists of the 4 3-hour sessions. Each session will cover a specific area. The first session coming up now on the 5th will cover the, basics, the types of business structures, what's involved, some of the tax ramifications of being a sole proprietorship versus being an S-corp or being involved with an LLC and all of this type of thing. The next program after that is marketing. That one we get really excited about. We'll be talking about all the different things in marketing, the 4 P's, as well as we'll have a speaker there who'll be doing information on marketing resources. Where do I go to get the information I need to do my market research?
And I think they cover social media, like tweeting.
Yeah.
Facebook.
I had a feeling we were going to get to tweeting here somewhere. Do you have a tweeting joke, Tony?
No, I'm just saying that there's social media that's a big thing in marketing.
Oh, yeah, today. Yeah. Okay, I thought maybe we were going to get to your tweeting joke finally. I was about to relent and let you have a shot at that one. But since you're passing it up, we'll just move on.
Okay, we'll
so
go to the next one.
The fourth program we do, of course, is on the different financial programs, how you put together your different financial documentation, what you need to know to get your business going. And the final one, Tony will be working with us on that one directly, is on where do I find the money? We'll be talking to some financial people from various traditional financing, but we'll also be talking about the non-traditional things like crowdfunding today and things like that. So if you are still interested in attending, even though you didn't attend the first session, you can still go out to our website, that's foxcities.score.org, and sign up for that program. It's $100 for all four, or $25 for each of the different programs. So please take advantage of this. This is a fantastic opportunity.
Whether you're starting a business or you're already in business and you'd like to hone your skills and learn a little bit more about any one of these areas, this is a very effective program for you. And we also hand out to each person attending, especially in number four, where Mary Lou does all the financial statements, we hand out a disc with all the templates on it.
Right.
There's a case study on there, but then there are templates in there that the business owner can actually put their own numbers into the templates and model after the case study and get a better understanding of how cash is flowing through their company.
Right, absolutely.
It's very powerful.
And just one last reminder before we go on to break here, but if you are interested in attending and you are a veteran, the programs are free for veterans. All you have to do is go out to the national website, score.org,
yep.
Go under what is called the Veterans Fast Launch Initiative. There's a coupon that you can get for that, and just bring the coupon in, and the sessions are free for you. So, and it doesn't matter when, where you served, as long as you are a veteran, DD-214, you're all set to go.
Did they have DD-214s back in the Revolutionary War, Randy?
No, back in then it was just a DD-1.
DD-1. That was the first DD-1. Okay.
Yeah, right.
Well, we want to say thank you to our sponsors who bring the program to you each weekend as well. They help support the SCORE chapter, and we very much appreciate that. Those sponsors include the Fox Communities Credit Union. They have a pretty strong footprint throughout the Fox Valley. Alberts & Hailing CPA Firm. If you need some tax planning or tax accounting work done individually or personally or business-wise, Alberts & Hailing is a very good firm for doing that. Kurt Hailing has been on our show several times, and he also participates in our programs. Epiphany Law, a business law boutique started by Kevin Eisman, located here in the Valley. We also want to say thank you to eBiz Results in Oshkosh, who helped build our website, and they help Randy and I understand this technology. We want to thank Mike Pulvermacher and his team for that support. And a special thank you to the Business News. Business News, Jerry Mader and Larry Desch actually promote our program on the stock page. We have a SCORE corner in their paper. We appreciate that. So in return, we help to promote their newspaper, the Business News. If you're in business and you want to know what's going on in East Central Wisconsin, for $20 a year, it's a great subscription. You're going to learn a lot about what's going on in the business world and make you more successful. So with that, we're going to say thank you to the sponsors again. We're going to come back after the break, and we'll start a discussion with Cherie and Paul Lindberg of Get Connected Counseling, LLC. You're listening to Biz Talk on the Voice of the Fox Cities, 1150 WHBY. Welcome back to Biz Talk. That doesn't wake you up.
You're right. Everybody should be wide-eyed. Everybody should be really wide-eyed and bushy-tailed right now, I'll tell you.
You betcha. Hey, we have a great show for you this morning. Our guest this morning is Cherie Lindberg. Her husband, Paul, is with us. They've started a company called Get Connected Counseling, LLC, located here in the Valley. Good morning, Cherie, and good morning, Paul.
Good morning.
Glad to have you on the program this morning. Tell us a little bit about your company and where you're located and why did you do this? Why did you start the business?
Well, Get Connected Counseling is at 5497 West Waterford in Appleton. It's over by the airport,
okay,
right behind Barnes & Noble in that little business complex. And I started Get Connected Counseling because I wanted to have a vision and mission statement that I was able to follow. walking my talk, and I had worked for many different businesses and so forth, and everybody had these beautiful vision and mission statements, and the behavior wasn't always matching. And so I really wanted to be congruent with a vision and mission statement, you know, congruent with my values of who I was as a person.
Mm-hmm. And what does, basically, what does Get Connected Counseling do?
Okay. We do a variety of services. We do personal growth for those individuals that are business owners. We help them with, you know, working through blocks to achieving their goals. And then we also offer all of my counselors are trauma trained. So we work mental health counseling services as well, from anywhere from simple anxiety disorders to those suffering from post-traumatic stress disorder.
Okay, well, Sheree, how long ago or how when did you decide to start this, and how long did it take you to get from the idea to actually get it up on wheels and rolling?
Well, in 2009, you know, and I don't know how it happened. I just started getting this bug in these thoughts in my brain of having this unique, distinctive clinic that was going to be using these cutting-edge approaches, which I'll talk about later, EMDR and brain spotting. And so I got that bug, and this voice in my head just kept saying, you know, you need to open up this private practice. And along with that voice, all these other voices that were telling me, that's too much responsibility. Oh, my gosh, are you crazy? You can't do that.
Overwhelming.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. Absolutely. And so I decided to use some of these approaches that I was working on with my clients on myself. So I started working with a colleague and brain spotting all those fears, brain spotting all those voices.
Okay. And I understand you also came to SCORE. I got to put in a commercial plug.
Absolutely.
There.
And I apologize. I can't remember the lovely gentleman that I met with.
Must have been Randy.
Yeah. Maybe.
I have that unforgettable voice. Yeah.
But he was wonderful, very positive. He went over my first, very rough draft of my business plan, very positive, and connected me with some resources, and that was the beginning.
When you did start your business then, Sheree, you had to go through the development of that business plan. How long did it take you to build that business plan?
Well, once I really decided to do it, it was 6 months. It was not that long.
Yeah.
I played around with it. I had gone to SCORE. Where I got stuck is when the SWOT analysis.
Oh, yes.
You know, and, you know, SWAT to me was always, you know, these guys with guns and camo, you know, or, you know, and I'm like, what is a SWOT analysis? That sounds pretty intimidating.
Yeah, to open that up for those of you listening, what a SWOT analysis is to like a quick look at all of your strengths and your weaknesses. What you have for opportunities and what you have for threats to your business.
It's the SWOT.
Right. And what you do is take a look at yourself first, but then you also take a look at all of your competition and you take a look out at the real world and see what's going on. And yeah, that can be kind of a daunting task. It's only four topics, but it can be very interesting.
And I didn't have to do it by myself. I didn't know how to do it. You know, I had read about it and it was overwhelming. And then I actually had a dream one night, because that's where I got paralyzed, was around the SWOT analysis. In the dream, it said, you don't have to do this alone, reach out. And that's
really
when I found ENS Advisors, and they helped me walk through the process.
Beth and Sue are really, really good at what they do.
Absolutely.
Yeah, they are.
Mm-hmm.
We need to get them into the SCORE chapter somehow.
I've talked to them a number of times, so yeah, we need to do that.
Well, we're going
to
have to take our first quick break here. Mm-hmm. We'll be back on the other side. Then we'll give out the phone numbers and invite the audience to call in with some questions. You're listening to Biz Talk on the Voice of the Fox Cities, 1150 WHBY.
Thank you, little bit of this work in my blue.
I like that music. That's good music. Good music.
Yeah, I'm having fun over here with that
yes,
stuff.
Yes, it is.
Keep it going, Vicki. That's good stuff.
We're talking this morning with Sheree Lindberg and her husband, Paul, who started a company called Get Connected Counseling, LLC. And in the first segment, Sheree was telling us a little bit about the history and the business plan. If you have a question for Sheree, please give us a call. If you're in the Appleton area, you can reach us at 281-1150, 281-1150. And if you're outside the Appleton area, the TDS Metricom toll-free line is available at 866-887-1150. Sheree, in the first segment, we talked a little bit about the business plan, and you mentioned that it took about 6 months to process and prepare that. And I was happy to hear that because too many people think they can write it in a weekend, and it's just not possible. What was your experience in doing that business plan? Did you write something down, read it, check it out with someone else? How did that come about? How did you know it was finished?
Well, I actually first started using resources on the SBA website, you know, important questions, went through the format through there.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I had brought it to the score counselor, had him look at it. I really wanted to put my heart in it.
Mm-hmm.
And so I would take breaks. I would write things down, see if that sounded good. I had at least 10 people that had reviewed that and looked over it. And I wanted it to be something that when people read it, they were passionate with me about it.
Okay.
And so when I saw that reaction, I knew I was onto something, you know, because I was putting my heart into the.
And then once you had the business plan finished, you went to get a bank loan.
Yes.
Tell us about that experience and
The first bank that I went to, you know, I have some banking experience. I grew up in the banking field. My father was a bigwig in Chicago in the banks, and I knew what bank speak was.
Mm-hmm.
And the first bank I went to sat down, and they were giving me, you know, all these really nice, polite, politically correct things, basically. But I knew they had not read my business plan, so I knew right away it was going to be a rejection. And so, you know, I was discouraged, and I went back to Susan and Beth from ENS, and they're like, you know, don't worry, let's try another bank. I've got some ideas. So that's when we met with First National Bank here.
And First National Bank, Fox Valley.
Yep, mm-hmm. Fox Valley. And it was a totally different atmosphere. They were, I could tell they were passionate. They were asking me very educated questions about my business plan.
Like they'd read your business plan.
Absolutely. Mm-hmm. And they were already acting as though it was a done deal, and which was really kind of confusing initially because I was like, you know, at the end I was like, are you telling me yes? And they were like, oh yeah, yeah, we're telling you yes. And I was just like, oh my gosh. So, it was a wonderful experience. It felt very connected. They believed in what I was doing. And shortly after that, I walked out of the meeting with Susan, you know, composed, of course, and then got into the parking lot and then started to tear up and jump up and down with joy. And she was there hugging me, too. Hopefully, I'm sure they saw us from the window. And then it was, oh, my gosh, now I actually have to do this,
yep.
Like all this planning, and now I have to move forward.
Yeah, action now, huh?
Yeah. Yes.
Yeah, that's the thing is most people get there to that point and then say, well, now I'll go back and redo the plan again and never pull that trigger. And, of course, the whole point of the exercise is to start the business. And I love to hear the passion in your voice when you talk about how you put this together. That's something that is so important, and it sounds like you still have that passion. Has that been...
Absolutely. I have that passion, and the people that come to work for me at Get Connected have that passion. I am very fortunate and grateful. So many people that work as employees there gave up a lot to be there. And I wanted to be a leader of heart, and I wanted to have people around me that have hearts too.
Okay, and in that area then, Paul, you've been a little quiet, but how have you fit into this whole planning process and into the development of the business? What is your role, Ben?
Well, it's kind of like this radio show going. I'm the silent partner,
uh-huh.
Kind of sitting in the background.
Support.
Yeah, well, I think, too, you know, if your spouse is passionate and wanted to open a small business, I think it's really important that you're that support mechanism for them. You know, at home, you're going to be taking on, you know, responsibilities that you normally hadn't in the past. You're a sounding board for them. They come home, they got the issues, they've got their problems. First thing you want to do is make sure you turn off the TV so that you have your full attention.
Yep.
And so that, you know, that they understand that you're really listening to them and understanding what's going on. So.
That's great.
Communication.
It is important to have that support.
Mm-hmm. Communication is vital when you're starting a business like that. That's good to hear again that you've kind of mastered that concept.
There are enough challenges out there just starting a business. To go home and have a spouse not in support is like going out in the competitive world and not getting support out there. You got to have your safe harbors. And it's very important.
Yeah, and there were many a times when I came home and like I wanted to pull my hair out, and he's just like, I am so proud of you. And, you know, you can do it, and tomorrow's a new day. And, you know, those were words that I really needed at that time.
Again, I'll give out the phone numbers. If you have a question for Cherie or for Paul, give us a call at 281-1150 in Appleton. And if you're outside the Appleton area, 866-887-1150. And Randy, why don't you explain how they can email a
right,
a
if you don't want to make a phone call in, but you do want to put in a comment, just go out to our website, which is the biztalkwithscore.com website. And on that, on the first page, you will see this program listed for today. Next to the program is a little link that says leave a comment. Mm-hmm. Click on that and write your comment. We get it right here, right away, and we can respond to you that way. So don't be afraid to get back. Give us one way or the other. We finally figured out we got this great technology. So if you want to use it, come on back on board, and we'll be happy to answer your questions for you.
Mm-hmm. Cherie, you mentioned before the show that in your business, you wanted to be really efficient. You'd worked for other clinics, and you used the example of being on the phone for too long and that sort of thing. What did you do to create that efficiency?
Well, I had experienced it myself, and other clients that I had listened to, they were talking about how they were playing phone tag or, you know, to schedule an appointment. And it was, you know, everybody has really busy days. So I did some research and I found a therapy appointment was very efficient. All the records can be online, as well as scheduling. And so people can actually go onto my website, you know, getconnectedcounseling.com. If they want to schedule with a practitioner, they can look at all of our bios on there. And then there is a button that they can click to register for an appointment. And they have access to all of our schedule. So like on Sunday, they could schedule for their appointments or so forth. They don't have to wait to try to reach us by phone. We do have that option as well. And another wonderful thing about this technology is that it sends out reminder calls or reminder texts or reminder emails, however the client wants to be reminded about their appointment. And it's all done online.
And it's all HIPAA compliant.
Absolutely.
By the regulation.
Yep. Yeah. And it's all encrypted. So they can actually send secure emails back and forth instead of trying to reach me by phone.
That's amazing.
Mm-hmm. And you were saying, yeah, that helps you to be able to work more efficiently on what you're doing, which is working with the client, rather than spending so much time having to sort all this stuff out. That sounds like a terrific idea.
Mm-hmm. Well, and it helps the client feel connected, too. Like they matter. Things are being taken care of. They're not on the phone for 40 minutes waiting,
right,
you know, to get a hold of me. So,
quick question for you on that, Cherie. Demographically, guys like Randy and me are – we came before the computers came. So how do you get your more computer illiterate, mm-hmm, or not so literate people tuned into this world?
Mm-hmm.
Does that limit you at all?
You know, surprisingly not. I mean, many
good
people are, it's very user friendly.
Good.
The other piece though that we do offer, they can call as well.
They can still call.
Okay. The office, and I have a wonderful office manager, Dawn Stiller, that will take their calls and help them either walk them through the process or take their information over the phone.
That's
so
great.
We still offer that traditional path as well.
That's really good.
Okay. I'm going to take just a little quick back step here. The name of your company, which is, you know, Get Connected, mm-hmm, how did you arrive at that, first of all, and who's connected to who? That's kind of a question in the back of my mind as we're talking.
There's many connections here.
Okay.
Get Connected came about because I was listening to clients talk about the mental health care field,
okay,
and how they were feeling like they were a number. They weren't feeling heard. And so that's how I arrived at that, because I believe in the relationship. The relationship is very important, and I wanted people to feel taken care of.
Okay.
So that's one piece of it. The other piece is the modalities that we're using, or the approaches that we're using, helps people get in connection with their true self.
Okay, so it's internal as well.
It's internal as well, because so many, you know, again, my clients were talking about, like, I've been in therapy for years and it's the same issues. I wanted to help them be able to get to their core issue and have some transformational change occur.
Okay, so finding yourself, getting connected,
mm-hmm,
with you.
Mm-hmm.
Beautiful. Okay.
Mm-hmm. Well, so many times people think they need some counseling for one reason or another, and they think about going, but then what comes up in their mind is, gosh, I'll be going to this counselor for the next 20 years, paying out $100 a week or a month or whatever, mm-hmm, it is. There'll be no real solution to it, but there are solutions available.
Mm-hmm.
There are ways to bring about an end to the issue that the person's dealing with.
Mm-hmm.
And your services include brain spotting and, mm-hmm, Eagle?
Ego State Therapy.
Yeah.
EMDR.
Well, I gotta get, every time we get to an FLA like that, which is a four letter acronym, I have to jump in and ask, what do you know what does that mean?
Yes.
EMDR.
Yeah. Eye movement desensitization reprocessing. It's not a very sexy word.
Okay.
I understand.
Yeah, MDR is fine then.
Yeah. They're new innovative approaches that are based on the new neuroscience, what we're learning about neuroscience.
Okay.
And what we're doing is we're reorganizing memory in the brain and body. The brain and the body are historical organs. They remember everything throughout our lifetime. It's an accumulative effect. And sometimes they store things in files that don't serve us.
Mm-hmm.
And so what we do is we help clients recognize that and reorganize and change their perspective. You know, the Dalai Lama was just in Madison, and mm-hmm. one of the things was like, change your thoughts, or change your mind, change yourself, or change your world. Mm-hmm. My husband calls those Shariisms because I always get the sayings mixed up. But something, you know, but I really do believe in that
sure.
concept where we can shift perspectives and change perspectives.
Okay. It sounds like that part of your business plan, part of your business structure is to constantly stay on top of all this information and growing. How much time do you spend actually, you know, studying, researching, building the information background for your programs?
Wow, I don't even know how to measure that. That's just like so innate. I love being excited and passionate, and so I'm always reading. I'm always connecting those people that are passionate in my field together. So I'm doing that on a daily basis, weekly basis, on the weekends. I read a lot.
Okay. So, again, what we try to teach our clients when they're getting into business is that this isn't going to be a one-shot, that you just set it up and everything runs, that you have to be in it for the long haul mm-hmm. and stay above and stay with what's going on in technology and fact and detail and learning. So.
Yeah, I have a Dr. Seuss book that's sitting right in my I'm going to get the title wrong here, but like all the places that we will go, I mm-hmm. think is the title. And it's sitting right there, and it talks about the journey and the path.
Okay.
And so when I get confused or I get overwhelmed, this is another reason why to have a business plan, because it's always in process with you, but it helps you go back to your roots of, mm-hmm. okay, why did I do this in the first
That's
place?
Right. Yep.
And so that book reminds me, and I have it right there when I'm getting overwhelmed, to go back and look, and where's the, you know, if I need to reconnect with the passion, if I need to, you know, refresh myself of why.
Sheree, do you, on your business plan, do you look at that every year and kind of review, or sometime during the year, and see, where am I going? Is this what the business plan said I was going to be doing? Or I found another opportunity over here to the right mm-hmm. or the left, so I need to incorporate that in my plan. Are you updating your plan on an annual basis or something?
Yes. Every year
Good
I look at it. I've only
Good.
Been in business for a year and a half,
sure.
but at the beginning of this year, I took a whole weekend and re-looked at it. And I just
Very
recently
good.
Took on a partner this last week, actually.
Okay.
Chris Chantaloy is now co-owner.
Mm-hmm.
And so any time that there is a big shift, we've also talked at some point of expanding, you know, do mm-hmm. we want to do that? I go back to the plan and say, okay, looking at this, does it make sense to do that at this time? So I use it as a guide, but it's always in process with me.
Mm-hmm. That's great.
All righty. Speaking of that, if someone would want to get in contact with you to make that appointment or just to find out a little bit more about you, how do we get in touch with you?
Well, my phone number at the clinic is 920-750-6120.
Okay.
My email is Sheree, Cheriel, @ GetConnectedCounseling.com,
okay.
or they can also reach me through the website, which is GetConnectedCounseling.org.
Okay, and if they're going to look for a subtopic like to Google you up on, would they find you that way?
They could find me under brain spotting. They could find me under EMDR. They could
okay.
find me under ego state therapy, all
okay.
those different ones.
Great ways to do it.
Mm-hmm.
And you do have a very nice website. It's
Thank
very
you.
Nice. It's very interactive. It appears to be very interactive. It's colorful and simple and clean.
Mm-hmm.
So it's a very, very attractive site.
Emily Anderson from E-Impact Solutions did that, and she was somebody, again, I told her I wanted individuals to look at the website and have this emotional, positive mm-hmm. experience, and she delivered.
Mm-hmm. We have to take our last break right now, and we'll come back on the other side and finish up the program. You're listening to Biz Talk on the Voice of the Fox Cities, 1150 WHBY.
'Cause I'm the tax man.
Yeah. Ooh.
Tax man.
Ooh, boy, I wouldn't want to be a tax man today. Not this week.
No.
But we do need the IRS, and they do a good job.
Absolutely.
For the most part, they do a good job. And I've had personal experience with the IRS, calling them and asking them questions, and they have the best customer service. They really did.
Yeah.
Mr. Bush will help you with this. And they called me back, and they had the answers right there. So it's not everything you hear in the news is all IRS. There are a lot of good working hard people there. So, well, Cherie, tell us a little bit about some of the challenges your company faces. You're out of the chutes now about a year and a half, not mm-hmm. quite 2 years old. About right. And so as you grow your company, what are some of the challenges you're finding out that you didn't see when you started mm-hmm. or that are coming your way?
Well, with the changes in mental health care and, you know, with insurance coming, you know, having diversify
Obamacare.
Yeah. We're not exactly sure how it's going to really affect our business. Yeah. So it's hard to strategize and prepare for that. You know, some of the challenges currently is all the different policies, you know, trying to learn whose policy has what co-pays, you know, all of those kinds of things can be, you know, very challenging. So
you mean the different insurance policies.
Insurances, yes. Okay. Yeah, for the clients, you know, trying to educate them. A lot of times we take on the role of educating our clients about what their, you know, insurance policy allows them.
You're the go-to guy for the client. Mm-hmm. Help me understand my insurance company.
Mm-hmm. So that's been a huge learning curve. Mm-hmm. Some of the other challenges that I've faced, a learning curve for myself, was learning about all the taxes, workers' compensation, all of those. And luckily, I've had a really good team to advise me because what I thought is like I had to know all of this, and you really don't. You can get some really good advisors that are around you and supporting you.
Real experts in it.
Yes, yeah. Because you cannot be an
with
expert
with that relationship.
In everything. Yes.
You want that same mm-hmm. relationship with them that you have with your banker.
Yes, and surround yourself with supportive mentors that are there that can help you.
Cherie, I think you just, did you attend our class last Thursday morning? Because you just echoed most of the sentiments that we keep trying to explain to people, is especially the point that you're not alone, that you need that team of at least four, the accountant, the banker, the insurance person, and your
attorney.
Mm-hmm. And be sure you also include the fifth one, which is your mentor. And that can be anybody. It doesn't have to be a score counselor, but it has to be somebody you trust.
Paul.
And somebody you understand. And, yeah, plays a role, I'm sure. But like I said, it doesn't sound like you've been at the class. So
thank you for echoing. In spirit, I was there.
Great. Thank you for echoing that. We appreciate that.
Cherie, what are some of the things you've really enjoyed about being an entrepreneur? You kind of alluded to a couple of the things in the beginning of the show, but if you wrapped it up, why is it fun being an entrepreneur? What keeps you going?
Well, there's so many. I'm just trying to succinctly express that. I mean, obviously, you know, the fantasy of always having your own schedule. I mean, that's always nice, being able to have your own time.
40 hours a week?
No.
I noticed that you preempted that with the word fantasy.
Yes. Yeah.
That's true, because a lot of people believe.
Yeah, that's one of the big myths we always bring out on the classes too.
Yeah, that was a big adjustment. You know, there are weeks where you're there, you know, almost every waking moment because mm-hmm. there's this going on or that going on.
Yep.
You know, but then there's these wonderful times where you can go out to dinner with people, and it's for the business, you know, like some of the tax write-offs. Okay, those are really nice to be able to do that and to be able to talk business and mentoring and getting information. Meeting wonderful, interesting people that have also opened up their own business. That's been a really wonderful experience.
How about gratification you get from the clients being happy? You've helped them recall or reorganize their memory, their thinking, their perspectives, changing perspectives. That's got to be priceless.
That's at the core
of why
the business is here. Actually, just this last week, having an experience working with a client, and I've worked with for a long time, and we were working on something really challenging, and at the end of the process, he was giggling, and I just was overcome with emotion throughout because, you know, he didn't giggle when we first started. Watching clients heal is at the core of why this business is there. So it was just a really beautiful experience.
It's got to be priceless.
That's good. Mm-hmm.
Yep. Well, we want to thank you again for being on our show this morning, Cherie and Paul. And as is our custom, at the end of the program, we ask our guests to leave a biz tip, a little pearl of wisdom, something that might help an aspiring entrepreneur in the audience who wants to pursue their dream. Do you have a little biz tip for us?
I've got a couple, actually.
Go for it.
One would be to surround yourself with a wonderful mentor and walk through their footsteps. You don't have to do this alone. And the other part is don't listen to the negative voices. Feel the fear and do it anyway.
Feel the fear and do it anyway.
That's a great answer, yeah.
Feel the fear. You know, I was going to ask Paul if he'd like to leave a biz tip.
I think it's important that you communicate. Keep those lines of communication open, taking time for each other. You can get so wrapped up in your business. I work full-time. You got to find time for each other.
That's an excellent biz tip because too many couples end up splitting because they didn't take the time to balance it. Remember what it was like dating? Go back and date again? Go out to a movie or something?
Mm-hmm.
That's a great biz tip, Paul. Mm-hmm. Thanks. Well, we want to thank you for being on our show this morning.
Thank you
really
so much
program.
For the opportunity.
Thanks. Really good. Thank you.
Enjoyed it.
Randy, anything June 5th, 12th?
June 5th, the 12th. You got to do that to me. I got to get
19
and 26.
I thought you burned in your memory.
I'm looking forward to them. But, yes, those are the four upcoming Simple Steps programs for you. They are from 6 until 9 at the chamber office, score office downstairs. Please come a little bit early. We'd like to get you registered so that we can start the program right away because they're really chocked full of information.
And you can learn more about those four sessions on our website at foxcities.score.org. You can register right there on PayPal, and we hope you can come and join us.
And, speaking of joining us, we'd like to have you join us next week because we've got Larry Desch. Larry is the editor for the Business News, and he'll be talking about what's going on in the Valley.
That'll be a great show. Well, you've been listening to BizTalk on the Voice of the Fox Cities, 1150 WHBY.